You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Kasama natin ngayon si Sister Patricia Fox para ipaalam sa atin ang kanyang tagumpay at mga kahaharapin pa sa mga susunod na buwan. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Sister Pat.
Magandang umaga naman.
So, umpisahan natin, ano, Sister Pat. Can you recall that moment when you learned about the decision from DOJ? Ano yung ginagawa mo noon? And what are you feeling after hearing the decision?
Actually, kasi so umaga, my interview ako. Tapos, then I went to a meeting with the ecumenical bishops. Tapos, umuwi ako. I was actually resting when they text me, ay, wagi na tayo. Kaya bumaba ako.
So, narinig ko na nagulat ka nga sa decision na ito because you were like packing your things already kasi inaasahan mo yung opposite result.
Ay, hindi naman. No, nagpapack ako kasi may daming laban pa.
Okay.
I knew the pressure on the mga officials to Galing kay president. And so I was pleasantly surprised. I'd heard Guevara was a man of, a lawyer, integrity. Kaya,
With this decision from DOJ, Sister Pat, naniniwala pa rin ba kayo na may hustisya sa Pilipinas?
Well, certainly in this case, it was, because the BI was using forfeiture of visa. Mm-hmm. And there's no such thing sa batas, wala. Mm-hmm. And that's actually the decision of the DOJ. You can't just make up laws.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, alam namin, madaming political prisoners pa, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So in my case for that time at the DOJ, talagang they followed the law.
Sister Pat, ayun nga yung kinikwento mo sa amin, di ba, na yung visa forfeiture, yung ginamit ng Bureau of Immigration na procedure sa'yo rather than visa cancellation. And ito yung reason why DOJ decided na i-overturn yung decision ng BI, right? So ano yung susunod na hakbang?
Kasi walang decision doon sa mga actually basis.
Mm-hmm.
Ang nangyari na binalik sa Bureau of Immigration, and actually the legal department of the Bureau of Immigration has recommended deportation to the commissioners.
Okay.
So we now have 15 days to put in our opposition to that.
So may kaso pa rin na nakabinben?
Ay, deportation pa.
Ah, okay. So it's a separate one. So 15 days ulit ito, Sister Pat? Mag-aantay ulit tayo ng 15 days? Or anong mangyayari sa 15 days na ito?
Well, our lawyers are preparing their answer to the recommendation of the legal department.
Okay.
Tapos, we'll file that probably beginning of July.
Mm-hmm.
And then we wait for a decision of the commissioners.
Mm-hmm.
Pero if negative, we can do the same again, go to the DOJ.
Okay. So, talagang patuloy, ano, yung laban, Sister Pat?
Tuloy.
Okay. Hindi ka ba napapagod, Sister Pat?
Ay, pagod na. Pero masaya ako kasi daming support. Yun ang mga sektor, tapos nandito kami na yun sa kampuhan ng mga magsasaka na lumalaban para sa lupa. Kaya parang naging ang energy ay galing sa kanila.
Okay.
Tapos the church here now is very, well, a lot of church people now are starting to think, you know, what is the role?
Mm-hmm.
And may mga church people kasama na magsasaka na yun.
I've seen you na dumalo ka sa isang memorial service ng isang Catholic priest who was killed in Nueva Ecija. So what are your thoughts on this? Where do you stand on this issue now?
I mean, even this morning sa diario, si parang tinitira si President Duterte, ang simbahang Katoliko. Kaya, you know, there's really, I think there is a war going on.
Okay, Sister Pat. Tuloy-tuloy pa rin ba ang pagtulong ninyo sa mga mahihirap?
Oho.
Hindi pa rin natatapos.
Hindi, kasi sabi ko, wala na akong ginagawa masama. Yan ang papel ko, di ba? Support sa mga inaapin, may, you know, my prayers, where there's injustice. If I'm not doing that, what's the point? Parang aalis na lang ako.
What are your missionary plans, Sister Pat? Ano yung mga tinitingnan mo nang gagawin sa mga susunod na araw?
Ay, may daming akong schedules actually.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi may daming speaking. Tapos may meeting ng religious kasi we're talking now about what is the role of the church in society. So may mga ganyan. Tapos, you know, the issue ng magsasaka dito, the issue of nutriation, you know, where they disperse the mga manggagawa doon. May daming, you know, support pa.
Okay. So marami kayong nagkakaroon na ng usapan, ng dialogo sa mga issue na hindi natin napag-uusapan dati.
Oh, yeah. And that was actually the positive thing out of it. Kasi galing ako sa fact findings in Mindanao.
Mm-hmm.
At talagang dumadami ang mga human rights violations dahil sa martial law.
Okay.
Kaya that was really one of the reasons that sparked all this. But ang maganda is, as I've spoken, we had the victims come with me.
Mm-hmm.
So at least they could, you know, air what is happening to them and what's happening down there. For that, mm-hmm. they weren't getting much publicity.
So ngayon, wala nang takot sa kanila, Sister Pat. Humaharap na sila.
Ay, meron pa rin.
Meron pa rin, okay.
But at least, you know, they felt like they had their voices being heard by other people that hadn't heard. Mm.
Sister Pat, hingi kami ng mensahe sa'yo para sa ating Filipino-Australian community. At kung po pwede, sa Tagalog.
Ay, binabati ako ng mga Filipino doon, lalo mm-hmm. ng mga kilala ko. Sana, doon sa Australia mismo,
mm-hmm.
kumikilos kayo para sa katotohanan at katarungan doon din. Hindi lamang para sa dito, may daming mangyayari sa Australia din, di ba?
Uh-huh.
Isipin ng kapwang tao.
Okay, dapat natin isipin ang ating kapwa tao.
Yep. At salamat sa support din kasi alam ko may daming support doon din.
Mm. Okay, maraming mm. salamat sa iyo, Sister Pat. At
okay. Thank you.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.